Last time we were talking about Birchas HaGomel, and by Birchas HaGomel, we mentioned that there were four times where you technically say Birchas HaGomel. We talked about when a person is healed from sickness, when a person travels in a boat, over other certain distances. Well, just travels in a boat in the deep water. When somebody gets out of jail, prison, and when somebody crosses a desert or a dangerous area. So those were the four. There's a debate between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch believes that you can only really do those four. Anything above those four, you wouldn't do. Whereas Ashkenazim say anything that's similar to that four. To give an example, a car crash. Someone's in a car crash. Nothing happens to them. But it could have been dangerous. So Ashkenazim generally say Berachas HaGomel. Sephardim do not. Because it's not one of the four. So therefore, obviously, if you have a situation like as brought down in the poskim and is unfortunate to have to deal with it today, but if someone gets released as a hostage, someone was taken as a hostage, they're already in the prison thing, so according to everybody, they would have to say Berachas HaGomel. But it's that sort of a case. But if you have something like a car accident, then you would not if you're a Sephardi. On the other hand, the Sephardim include a lot more within the four. We talked about last time, there's a debate about how sick you have to be, where Sephardim say even if it's you're just bedridden, not in danger. In terms of traveling, according to the Sephardi Psak, if you travel any amount of distance, you would say Tefillas HaDerech, you also have to say Berachas HaGomel. You're obligated in Tefillas HaDerech, you're also obligated in Berachas HaGomel. For Ashkenazim, we never base it on going in a car unless you were in a dangerous place and you survived some sort of danger. But otherwise, we would never have, you would never do that for Ashkenazim. In terms of prison, similar thing. For Ashkenazim, it has to be a place where the prison was basically a threat to your life. Whereas for Sephardim, it has to be something which was somewhat dangerous, but not necessarily a complete threat to your life. Today, based upon that, the prison system depends where you are, in which prison, and how long you're there. If you're in a jail for a few days, you wouldn't make Berachas HaGomel. But in a large prison, you might. So I want to get back to one thing. The boat thing also. We generally say the boat things, going in a boat was considered to be dangerous. If you take a boat along the shoreline, they have things like, I don't know if they still have it, like the Circle Line that used to go around Manhattan. It's not really worthy of a Berachas HaGomel. In fact, boats today are a lot safer than they used to be in those days. Which brings us, we were talking last time about the airplane things. Just want to review this one more time because I left off, obviously, one major opinion, which a lot of people follow. But we mentioned that Rav Moshe Feinstein says that if somebody flies in an airplane, then they would say Berachas HaGomel, because even if it's over land, because it's like a boat. If the plane disappears, like the boat disappears, you're in trouble. Other poskim say it's only if you go over a big body of water. A lot of poskim say that. There are many poskim today that also say that since airline travel is so safe today, safer than almost any other travel, therefore you would never make a Berachas HaGomel when flying in an airplane. Again, assuming that it wasn't about to crash or something like that. So that is the third opinion that you may not, some people don't make Berachas HaGomel when they fly with an airplane. So what's interesting is it seems to be, as we're going to talk about women in Berachas HaGomel in a second, the one thing where women don't seem to say Berachas HaGomel at all on, it seems to be airline travel, even if their husbands do. It may have to do with some of the fact that there might not even be a chiyuv to begin with. But that doesn't seem to be, I've never really heard, as far as I know of, a custom of women saying, or even for their husbands saying it for them, Berachas HaGomel for airline travel, whereas for some men they do. So we're about to get to women in Berachas HaGomel. Sarah.
If you, if a woman is having a baby and they need Berachas infection, it's a premium, and they survive, you say?
So we're going to talk about the fact that if a woman gives birth normally, she should be saying Berachas HaGomel. because all births are considered to be a sakana. It's a mechal Shabbos for them. So therefore, we're going to get back to that in 1 second, because that's the major case that we're going to talk about. There seemed to have been a custom that's quoted by many, many poskim in many, many different areas, a custom that confused a lot of people, which was that women never said Berchus HaGomel ever. Question is, why? Why do women never say Berchus HaGomel? Is this a custom that you're supposed to keep up, or is it a custom that's wrong? So, and this is going to be a matter of debate. So there were three reasons given for why this custom may have come up. One of them is, there's actually a debate whether Berchus HaGomel has to be said during the daylight hours. Some opinions said yes, and the reason why is, because again, Berchus HaGomel is based on the Korban Todah. For the same four things, you would bring the Korban Todah in the Beis HaMikdash. If somebody was healed from a sickness, they would bring a Korban Todah. Korbanos are only brought during the daylight hours. And therefore, there were some opinions that claimed that you don't say Berchus HaGomel at night. And some people follow that. You don't say Berchus HaGomel at night. So, there are many opinions that argued on it, but there are people who are still strict for this. So if you follow that opinion, there would be a reason why women would be actually exempt, because it's a mitzvah, to say Shezman Grama, it's a time-bound mitzvah. So if they're exempt, doesn't mean they can't say it, but the minhag maybe became because they were exempt. There's a second reason why people bring up why there might be this custom, is because of the fact that the whole bracha to begin with might be a rishus. There's a debate amongst the rishonim whether the bracha of Berchus HaGomel is an obligation. Let's say somebody, again, gets freed from prison, from major life-threatening danger. And are they obligated to say Berchus HaGomel, or are they allowed to say Berchus HaGomel? It's a debate. Some of the poskim were very, the Magen Avraham was like, I can't even believe anyone would say that. Why would it be a rishus? Sorry, the Magen Avraham said it's a rishus. I'm sorry. Other people said, Prima Gadim, said that, why would it be a rishus? It should be a chova. But the Magen Avraham said, it's a rishus. You're allowed to do it. It's not an obligation, like some rishonim. So therefore, if according to some opinions, it's not an obligation, that might explain it again why women did not take it upon themselves as a custom. And the third opinion was that of the Halachos Ketanos, who wrote in a tshuva that the reason why is, there's another part halacha that's interesting in Berchus HaGomel, that it requires 10 men. And it requires 10 men, and the technical thing is it requires 10 men and also two Talmidei Chachamim. It's a question whether the two Talmidei Chachamim are extra or not. But we do it even without two Talmidei Chachamim, even though it's better to have that. So you need to have 10 men. And in general, women were not around a large group of men. It was considered to not be proper. So therefore, concept of Kol Kvoda Bas Melech Pnima, that the woman generally was not around the men outside in terms of where the men would gather and congregate. So therefore, that's why women didn't take it upon themselves. So on that reason, the Shirei Knesset HaGadola said, I hate that reason. Why? Just because women generally are not around men doesn't mean that you should get rid of a chova if it's an actual chiv. So he thought that women still had an obligation. He was against the minhag for women not to say Berchus HaGomel. He thought that there's an obligation for women to say Berchus HaGomel. So there's a major debate. What do you follow in terms of this minhag? There are many poskim that say that the minhag, women should not be following the minhag. In fact, the Sfardi psak is that women have an obligation to say Berchus HaGomel. It's brought down by many Sephardi poskim, especially Rav Avdi Yosef, talks about it a lot, that women have an obligation. And according to Ashkenazi poskim, there's a little bit of a debate, did they stay with the minhag or not? And there are a lot of, the Mishnah Berurah quotes that the minhag was that women didn't do it. And then he says there are a lot of achronim who say, we don't know why. Women should probably be saying it. So what do we do? So practically. So there is a there is the famous case for women is giving birth. Giving birth is definitively a sakana. When the woman is giving birth, and even maybe for 3 days afterwards, it is considered to be a sakana, a danger to our life. Even though, obviously, most of the time, high majority of the time, that doesn't end up happening. No problems end up happening. But it is a little bit of a danger. It's considered to be a danger. So what does a woman do if she gives birth? And that's the classic case brought up. Because in general, hopefully most women are not in prison. In general, obviously, you know, the female hostages that are released, that's a different story, obviously. But in general, they're not in prison. Most people don't cross deserts. And if you don't cross boats in dangerous areas or dangerous boats, then you don't have that question so much. And if you don't, do it by flying. But sickness is really the case. And obviously for Ashkenazim especially, where sickness is life-threatening illness. So that generally, the case that it generally comes up for women is giving birth. So there was, for the people who had the minhag that the woman doesn't say Berchas HaGomel, what do they do? Do the women not say it at all? So there was an opinion that the husband can say it for the wife. Where does this come from? So there's a Gemara that mentions that Rabbi Yehuda was sick and his students, when he got better, made a Berchas HaGomel to celebrate him. And he said Amen to that. And he was Yotzei. Perfect. Beautiful. So therefore, the man would say Berchas HaGomel in Shul. The woman would say Amen. And they would be covered. So according to the Ramah, this works by family members. It definitely should work by a husband and a wife. Because Ishtel Kagufo and his wife are like each other. But some people still don't like it because it's better for you to make the bracha on your own. So if the woman's going to make a bracha on her own, what does she do? So one of the suggestions brought down is that the woman would basically, from behind the mechitza, like in shul, the woman would say, Berchas HaGomel, and then 10 men would answer. What about the fact that she's behind a mechitza? She's not in the same room, technically. Does that matter? So Avad Yosef says it doesn't matter because it's not the same as davening. And he thought that you can rely on the opinion that the mechitza doesn't separate rooms like the opinion of Rabbeinu Peretz. So therefore, you could rely on that. To be even more lenient, during COVID, Rosh Hashanah wrote something, it was called Piskei Corona, where he wrote a bunch of halachos. And the question was, could you do Berchas HaGomel if you can't get 10 people together, say outside or whatever it is, could you do it over Zoom? And Rosh Hashanah gave a bunch of reasons why he said yes. The reason being, number one reason being, is because it's not like 10 people you need for a minyan, that's a davar shebikdusha. That's something that is considered to be, you have something of holiness and you have to have 10 people in the same room. Here it was to publicize the miracle. That's why you need 10 people. So if you want to publicize the miracle, it doesn't matter whether you do it on Zoom. Now, obviously, in a case where you today, where you don't have to do it on Zoom, it should be better to gather 10 men in the same room. But to rely on it, he allowed that actually in that case. So a woman can do that from behind the mechitza. And do that, or some people, they come to the house, if the woman is still, we'll get to when she makes this bracha, how many days, or whatever it is, we'll get to next time, but they'll come to the house, or outdoors, or whatever, she'll stand by the doorway, they'll answer, and then you have a Berchas HaGomel for women, so that was one suggestion, okay, we'll get to the other suggestions, and other ideas about this tomorrow, thanks guys, okay.